almost gave it away. But you hear me out. If I told you I was terrified for days, thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, had to figure it out. With everyone around me saying, you must be so happy now. Oh, you keep preaching, then I'll keep going.
Guess who's in studio? 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It is the Lounge Saturdays. Evan Myers, Danny Martinetti, we're back in studio.
What up, buddy? Welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It feels so good to be back here.
Speaking of back, how's your back?
Oh, much better.
Yeah, that's why we're out for all this time, right?
Yeah. Had a little bit of back surgery, but I'm doing so much better. Things are going so much better. We have so much people in the studio here. Mona, get over here. She knows the name of our show.
So this is the Lounge Saturdays, right, Danny?
It is the Lounge
We're
Saturdays.
We're on 91.5 WMFO.
And WMFO.org. Alexa, play WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the hotline to get in touch with us.
So we have all crazy things. DJ Cliff West is in the house. We'll talk to him in a little while. My friend Al Arcan, professional poker player. And the founder of Sharkbait Poker is in the house. And Danny, you know, we're doing a little theme tonight. We're doing a little lounge roulette. So we're going to go some...
What is this lounge roulette that you speak of? What is this?
We're going to have so much fun. We're going to just randomly play songs from song blocks that we've played over the last few years here. So we're gonna hit that spinning wheel. We're going to see where it lands and whatever data comes up. We're going to play that song.
I love that idea. That is a great idea.
That was a great idea. But, you know, we have some great friends here at Tufts at WMFO. And Mona and Noah, who saved the world, definitely saved the world tonight. And we've had Mona hang out with us and these guys all the time. And Mona is so good at freestyling. But, Mona, what's going on with you? How are you guys doing? We haven't seen you in a while.
Hello. It's me. It's Mona here with Noah. We just saved the world. It was very exciting. World is, you know, totally different now.
It's saved. It's finally saved,
it's
right?
This is so fun. This is warming my little Halloween heart. You know, I feel like this is the kind of vibe I want. By Halloween.
Well, awesome. Speaking of vibes, you know, you and I kind of conspired a little while ago, and we came up with a theme. So in tradition, we've had you do it 3 or 4 times now. I want to hear a crazy freestyle from you. Can you handle it?
Yeah. Okay, remind me of the theme. It's about...
Yeah, that's...
It's about
okay,
hip-hop.
Good. We had a little thing.
We had a production meeting.
We had a production meeting, I remember. Please, listeners, go easy on me. I'm a little rusty, you know? So let's just see what... Let's see what comes out.
All right, hit it.
Danny's back. After his back surgery, he's back and he's gonna attack. And this is a freestyle rap about how Danny is back. His back is straight. He has a straight gait. He's walking and he feels so great. He's back in the lounge. We're messing around because this is his show and you know he's the greatest other than Evan, who's also the greatest. They're the greatest. Enjoy their show.
Oh, yes.
Yay, Mona, thank you so much. But we couldn't pass up another opportunity like that, right?
No, Danny? Not at all. Of course not.
Wow, this is crazy. Thanks, guys, for sticking around as always. I can't wait to talk to our friends DJ Cliff and Al, and his lovely wife Liz is in the studio with us as well. And Danny, I'm looking forward to a great show. Mark Rosenthal is going to check in.
Meteorologist Mark Rosenthal from WeatherBlast.com is going to be calling. Also, in studio, we have the one and only DJ Cliff West. We had to pay the $3.5 million to get him in, Evan. Can't believe this.
Where were you going with that?
Oh, I want to ask how you're doing, by the way. Something happened to you.
Oh, my little...
Shall we wait to talk about that?
Yeah, we'll wait to talk about a kidney stone later on.
Oh, my God. All right, I feel bad.
Danny, we've been talking long enough. We got the lounge roulette tonight. I can't wait. So, Danny, let's start it up. Hit the lounge. Hit the roulette wheel right there. Or don't hit it. Or hit it. Or don't hit it. Or don't hit it. Or don't hit it.
Hold on. The wheel. The wheel. The wheels are spinning.
Where's the liner? Danny? Daniel? Danny?
Lounge roulette. Spinning.
I had to find it. Where is it?
And playing your favorite throwbacks.
That is so awesome, Danny. You know we're going to edit that out in the remix. But hey, where is this going to land? We don't know. Let's see. February 25th, 2017. What a cool block that was. Ooh, I'm liking this one. I'm going to knock you out in a minute. A little... By the way, says LL Cool J.
Oh, yeah.
Boom, I got your boyfriend, MC Luscious, and I think we should just kick it off right now. It's the Lounge Saturdays. A little DJ Cool. Let me clear my throat. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
At the count of three, I want everybody in the place to be to make some noise if you're down with me. 1, 2, 3. Hit me with the horn, 20. And some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe. Ha, I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to everybody here in Bahama Bay, in Philadelphia. Here we go now, check it out. To the rhythm of the funky vibe, so I can get busy just one more time. To the beat and you don't quit. It's that old school rap with that new school hit. Need a pipe and pick a pimp up a cool rap to rhyme, and I can still rip up the house every goddamn time I get on the mic. I'll go crazy. Peace out to CeeLo Flex and Doug Lazy. I bet you never knew, but now you know I'm the undisputed king of this disco. And I never let the mic magnetize me no more, cause DJ Cool rip up the whole damn flow. Now I'ma rock around with the greatest of fees, and swing like a man on the fried trapeze. And if you don't like it, you grab on these. And now I need some help for the right stroke, please. Jam! Yeah. Ha! So look at here. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote. And while I get a chance here, let me clear my throat. Oh! Have mercy, babe. Ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. I need these monitors right here. Music in the monitors. And it's gonna look something like this here. Now, if y'all wanna party like we do, if y'all wanna party like us, let me hear you say, ah, 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 ah. Freeze, one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze,
freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze! Now, all the ladies in the place, if you got real hair, real fingernails, if you got a job, you going to school, and you don't need nobody to help you handle your business, make some noise. One, two, three, come on now. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. When I say freeze, you just freeze one time. When I say freeze, y'all stop on the dime. Freeze. Now, to all the brothers in the place that don't give a damn about what them ladies talking about, cause you just trying to get your man, make some noise. Now, let me clear my throat. Oh! Happy birthday, ha! I hope you don't mind. Let me clear my throat. Special dedication going out to all the ladies and all the brothers in here. Like I love y'all to get here. Oh, let me send my little shout outs here. Special dedication once again going out to everybody here behind my bay in Philadelphia. We love y'all madly. Special dedication going out to Mello T, Walt Beater Jr., Don Mack, Charlie Mack, DJ Rand, Cosmic Kev. Special dedication going out to Frank Steve and Lorenzo Ice T. And if you're with me, if you're with me, I need some help from the music, from the maestro. Check it out. Somebody make some noise in this joint, man.
The Lounge Saturdays, your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
listening to the radio.
WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
Come on, man. And with the local DBC news, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
More a solo. But tonight...
Don't call it a comeback!
Station 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
You get it on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. It is the Lounge Saturdays, and it feels good to be back in Medford, Boston, alongside my partner in crime, Evan Myers.
Hey, Danny. So, I got a lot of questions to ask you. So, you were...
Ask Danny!
Ask Danny. You had some exciting things going on up in Maine, from gubernatorial candidate debates in your studio to some great interviews with vice presidents and... Tell you me know, some of the cool things that you've been going on.
I think it was a great thing. And we have a mayoral debate coming up on Tuesday that people are going to be voting in Maine. Lots of political stuff, which I never thought that I'd be able to like that. So that's all exciting. Won some awards at the Maine Association of Broadcasters. Also, quick plug, you can follow me, Danny On Air, right on Instagram. I'm on Sundays 3 to 8 on Maine's Coast 93.1. So lots of exciting stuff on there. I post on corny stuff on Instagram all the time on there. Yeah, so I'm feeling a lot better. The back is, I'm standing straight, but I always will
wiggle it just a little bit. All right, speaking of wiggling,
more than
if you're
six.
Wiggling it out there, give us a shout out. 855-915-9636. We'd love to talk to you. Social media has been going nuts already, Danny. Dave DiOrio, Rick Galvin, Michael Reardon, Joyce Gilbert, Kerry Ouellette, Laurie DeRose,
Harry.
Pat Corkery, Tom Graff, Glenn, Alan, Paula, Federico, Erica Toth, how you doing? Cynthia Nichols, all the way down in Florida, checked in. Karen Warnick, how you doing? Gil Loretta, Manny, Felina, Maggie, my friend down at Twin River, Barbara Ann Clickstein in Palm Springs, California, is checking in. Dan Langan, Toby Shapiro, Chuck Clinton, Jimmy White, Carol Finnegan, David Pocknot, great poker player down at... all over the area. And speaking of poker, Danny, we are doing the Lounge Roulette tonight, and we're just having some fun playing these throwbacks randomly. And I can't wait to talk to Al Arcand in a little while. Our buddy Al is in the studio, and he's going to talk all about shark bait poker.
Yeah,
and,
I want to learn a lot about poker.
We'll teach
absolutely
you some,
know nothing about it except go fish.
Go fish. We'll teach you some things about poker. And DJ Cliff West is in the house. I can't wait for the West End mix, and I can't wait to talk about Cafe Solimar as well with our buddy Cliff. So, Danny, you know what? We talked enough. Let's get back into it. So let's see where the random roulette wheel takes us now.
Roulette. Spinning. Landing and playing your favorite throwbacks.
Oh, yeah. Look at June 2nd, 2018. Oh, another hot block. This one's got four songs in it, Danny. I can't wait to kick this one off with a little Wild Thing, Tone Low. Cool Mo D, Go See the Doctor, African Bambaata, Planet Rock. You spelled that wrong, Danny.
And
Music Factory, Things That Make You Go, Danny, you make me go, all the time.
Every single day when I look at you, come on.
Absolutely. Let's kick it off, though. Let's play a little Wild Thing. It's Tone Low, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
When the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club with jumping. Introduced myself as Low, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gon' rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. posse in effect. Hanging out is always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, and still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was, I like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing a wild thing. She wanna do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. At the local discotheque, this fire chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance. So I said, chill for now, and maybe later, you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go, without a word to say. We was all alone, and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler, I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wild thing.
I was walking down the street, rocking my beat, clapping my hands and stomping my feet. I saw a little lady so neat and petite, she was so sweet, yes I wanted to meet her. So I asked this lady, could I take her out? We could wine and dine and talk about the birds and the bees in my waterbed. And you could treat me like a Buddha and bow your head. We continued to talk and before you knew it, we were at my house and it was time to do it. As soon as I finished, I lost my poise, ran outside and told all my boys. I said, listen up, fellas, come over here, bust it. They said, did you get it? I said, yeah. They said, how was it? The boomtang was dope, and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor. I rocked her to the left, rocked her to the right. She felt so good, hugged me so tight. I said, good night. 3 days later, woke up fussing, yelling and cussing, drip, drip, dripping and puss, puss, pussing. I went into the bathroom and said, Mamma mia, I'ma kill that girl next time I see ya. The madder I got, the more I reminisce. Why is my thing burning like this? Well, I remember the first day I saw that girl. I just couldn't wait to rock her world. I said, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? What have I done stuck my
the lounge?
And now I know why her ex-boyfriend Dave calls her Mrs. Microwave. Cause she was hotter than an oven and I had to learn the hard way. Stay in a microwave too long, you get burned. But the poontang was dope and you know that I rocked her. But 3 days later, go see the doctor.
Teaser.
I went to the doctor's office. I said, what have I got? He said, turn around, boy, and take this shot. I looked at him like he was crazy, and I said, what? Ain't nobody sticking nothing in my butt. He turned and said, in a real deep voice, have it your way if that's your choice, and I'll put it down if you want me to put it. But don't blame me if it turns into a foot extended from the middle of your body. And the next time you see a cute hottie, you won't be able to screw. The only thing you can do is just kick her, so go take karate. As I turned around to receive my injection, I said, next time I'll use some protection. If I see another girl and I get an erection, I'm walking in the other direction, cause I don't wanna do the sick, sick dance, so I'm keeping my
lounge
by my pants. And if I see another girl and I know I can rock her, before I push up, I'll make her go see the doctor.
Commercial free!
You're hanging with us on the Lounge Saturdays.
Commercial free!
Commercial free!
Your Saturday night headquarters for the true throwbacks.
Party people, party people, can y'all get funky? Stay silent, folks, can y'all get funky? The Zulu Nation, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just hit the funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That body just getting so fucking hot, hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
It's time to chase your dreams about the seats. Make your body sway. Socialize. Get down. Let your soul lead the way. Shake it now.
Go, ladies.
It's a living dream.
Love life.
Virginity.
The look on her face read sorrow and gloom. She said,
"Yeah, why you guys always ask things had a man. Go away for business, come back with a tan. Comes home late at night from work. You cooked him dinner, now you feel like a jerk. Saying he didn't have time to eat. And he's not even hungry, he wants to be free. Took the bedroom, he says his hand hurts. You're only making love in radical spurts. Mysterious calls and the phone goes click. You say to yourself, I'm gonna hit him with a brick. Ain't no way he could be cheating on me. I wonder who bought him those DVDs. Dressed to a T to go hang with the fellas. Over the guys and I'm getting jealous. Coming home late smelling like perfume.
Things that make you go ooh.
Things that make you go ooh.
Things that make you go, hmm.
You're in the lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford. It's streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
You get it on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. This is the Lounge Saturdays with Danny, Evan Myers, 855-915-9636. Hey, listen, if you're online, make sure you follow us right on Podomatic. You can listen to any of our podcast Lounge Radio Show. So it's podomatic.com/Lounge Radio Show. And also on Facebook and Twitter, Lounge Radio Show, Evan Myers.
I'm loving this Lounge Roulette. That was a great block, Danny. A little Tone Loc, Wild Thing. Go see the Doctor, Kool Moe Dee, Planet Rock from Africa, Bambaataa, and things that make you go, hmm, like Danny from CNC Music Factory. Later on, though, I can't wait to hear Cliff Smith. We've got a great West End mix coming up. And speaking of the man himself, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, my God. Danny and Evan in the house tonight. I pulled up. The lounge is playing outside. There's a street party. People are partying. Had to fight my way in again.
I know.
This is great. You
kind of like Lounge Fest, right? Kind of like Lounge Fest.
Lounge Fest was fantastic. And I love this roulette. This is great. Drop it in all these blocks. The songs are fantastic. Man, it's a party. Let's do this.
And speaking of fantastic songs, and yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but you got a couple great projects going on. You got Cafe Solimar, and I can't wait to play some of your songs.
Yeah, we got some music coming out. Cafe Solimar, we actually did pretty well with that. And of course, I'm working with Legends of Vinyl Hall of Fame artist Tony Carbone, the musical genius himself. Great stuff coming up.
I can't wait to talk about that, and I can't wait for the West End mix. But Danny, speaking of Lounge Roulette and in the theme of the casino and what we're doing, I am so excited to have my really good friend Al Arcand in the house, a professional poker player and the founder of Sharkbait Poker. How you doing, Al?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you came in here. You excited to talk about Sharkbait?
Oh, I'm wicked excited.
All right. But you know, who'd you bring with us? Let's start there.
I brought my better half, my lovely wife, Liz.
Oh, Liz, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am doing so great. I'm so glad you guys could come in here. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted you on the microphone, because I wanted to get an idea. Al, you've been playing poker professionally for quite a while now. When did you start? Tell me a little bit about your poker history.
Professionally or just
playing in general?
No, when
did you start?
General?
In general, with Big Al.
Oh, yeah, for Big Al. Exactly. On Big Al's lap while he was losing all my mother's money. Yeah, in the early 90s, as soon as I... You know, seeing the cards with the Friday night dealer's choice games and all these different games that, you know, my aunts and uncles would all get together for. I never wanted to leave. Always wanted to stay up. Always wanted to bet my last dollar.
That's like a theme with poker players. We all started somewhere with somebody sitting on somebody's lap and just got into it and kept it going. And you know, a lot of us play a lot of poker, but you were fortunate enough to be able to make this into a career of yours. When did you start playing professionally?
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I'd say it was more of like a semi-pro thing 6 years ago, and we just fired it up full-time about 6 months ago, to be honest.
And I'm sure you've needed some great support from your family on this one. Liz, tell me about this. Living with a poker player, what's it like having one around the house?
To be honest, I thought poker was the most boring game known to man. I don't understand it.
I agree. When I first thought of poker,
there's nothing more boring to me. But then, you know, and I always thought that it was, you know, these guys that go and play this game and they lose all their money and they're gambling and they're losing their wives and their houses and like this, you know, this crazy background. But then I just come to find out, like, poker players are geniuses. You need to use your head. You need to use your mind. You need to know math. You need to know all these things. All the things I'm not good at.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's why we have Al, right?
Right. It's incredible. He's super smart and he's good at it. And yeah.
He sure is. I see him on the tables raking it in all the time. And I know you guys got a couple little ones at home. And
we do.
And I know poker has been giving you the opportunity to actually spend a lot of time with them as well.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is, I was working with kids, the hours were geared to his after school, just spending so much time away from my family. Never got to have dinner with them, never got to take them to their basketball practices. So poker's given me the opportunity to really be able to spend more time with my family, my wife, and that's basically why I do what I do. It's not easy at times, but it's worth it to me.
How many hours a week would you say you're grinding at the tables?
At the tables live, anywhere from, 30 to 40, and then we're online for probably another 20 to 30, so we're putting in 60, 70, sometimes 80 hours a week.
Wow. Are you primarily a cash player, a tournament player? Do you have a favorite?
I love tournaments. I haven't had my most success in tournaments. I've had some pretty good scores, but nothing that would, put me on the path to do tournaments full time. The cash is where, we make a living, I'd say, yeah.
Oh, very good. And so you have this really cool environment, this really cool entity that just kicked off. I know you started back in May, Shark Bait Poker.
Yeah.
And all of us friends have been watching it and they're sporting your hats and your sweatshirts and you're getting a lot of followers. And I know when you went out to the main event, people are asking to buy a piece of you. But I want to know a little bit more about Shark Bait Poker because we have a lot of our friends from the Eastern Poker Tour listening tonight. Some of the other regional poker tours are also listening in. So give us a little flavor about what Shark Bait Poker is and how did that come about?
Oh, Shark Bait, man, this was a funny story, but I'd like to start by, just thanking the especially the EPT community because they've been so supportive of it, have been behind me since day one. They've been great. As far as the whole idea, it all started with just, trying to get back in touch with my childhood friends, where it all started, where we used to play anywhere from hearts to spades to poker to go fish and all the different card games because we can't get together anymore too much. And next thing you know, I'm double satelliting into the main event. I'm in Vegas. People want to buy a piece. People want to follow the action. And we just rolled with it. It's always been an idea of mine. I just didn't know when the good time for it to kick off. My idea of it is to really give people a better insight, a better look at what a poker player actually is and, how, we're just not all degenerates losing houses and things as such because people that, don't know the game or don't like the game, that's what they think. They think we're just all degenerates and some of the best people I've ever met have been poker players.
We were talking during the week and you mentioned the community and how the persona of poker players are what you just described. But what I like about Sharkbait is it's a really cool group of people now. How many people you got on there right now?
There's about 1,300 followers on the group right now.
And we know so many of them, and it is a really good group of people on there. I'm watching people show different hands that they're playing at casinos. They're obviously putting up some winnings that they got, showing us how they're going about their poker life, and I love watching the blogs that you guys are doing about your poker life and how it's progressing throughout your succession here.
Yeah, definitely. It's just all about positive. I don't want anything negative on there. I want positive people trying to do the right thing, whether it's playing poker or striving in their jobs and their life. Just keep pushing forward because this life's not easy. And yeah, just rooting for everybody to win because
that's great. And I know you push it out there that you don't take any negativity. And if anyone's going to start bashing people in their comments or how they played, you just don't want them there.
And that's not the place.
That is not the place. And so it's Shark Bait Poker.
Yep.
You have a website coming along as
I
well?
I do. If you go on the website now, you'll see some funny stuff. You'll see Pot Shark Bait Poker, and you'll also see some models with some leather jackets, but that has nothing to do with me right now. So
definitely
don't buy a leather jacket right now off the website.
No, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, you know it. That's what we'll plug.
Yeah.
So we are in an area now where we have casinos that seem to be popping up pretty well, left and right here. We have this beautiful casino just down the street from our studio. It's called Encore by the legendary Steve Wynn. And, we've been playing poker at Foxwoods and at Twin River and at Mohegan. With this grand casino here, what's the new lifestyle of poker like? Because I know it is a different aura in general in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, Encore is great. You know, they started off really slow, really rocky, had some struggles, but I give it to them. Encore has been great. I do like still going to Foxwoods. That's where it all started. That's where I had my first big score back in 2013, and I realized, oh, maybe I'm okay at this game and should play it a little bit more, but Encore is awesome. If you haven't been out there, you got to get out there. It's a beautiful place. Take the wife, take the girlfriend, you know, go have a good time.
Awesome. Well, I'm definitely not done asking you some questions. I know we have some questions from some of our fans here. And if you guys want to check it out and give us a call, you can give us a shout at 855-915-9636. Al, you know, we gotta play some songs, but I hope you guys are going to stick around for a little while and talk to us more. Awesome. And Liz, you know, we like to do this to people. Every hour, we're required to play
a public service announcement.
Service announcement. And you know what? I'm sorry we're putting you on the spot, but can you do our great little PSA for us right now?
Yep.
All right, so when you're ready, hit it.
So it's an autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, which I definitely don't, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go to places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe in the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health.
Very good. Thank you so much for doing that. Now we are done our hourly obligation.
It is.
Excellent. But you guys are going to stick around for a little while. I can't wait. We definitely have to get some more music on. Cliff, we got your mix coming up, and I can't wait to talk about what you have going on. And Danny, speaking of Lounge Roulette and the casino thing,
Roulette. Spinning, landing, and playing your favorite throwbacks.
Where is it going to stop?
Where? No one knows. Tell us, Danny.
Is it red? Is it black?
Is it green?
Is it purple? Let's go to 2017.
August 12th. 2017. Oh, this is a great block. Little whoop. There it is. Tag team. Principal's Office, Young MC. Ooh, one of my favorites. Beat Street, one of the songs that kicked off all of the rap and hip-hop from Grandmaster Melly Mel. Danny, let's get right back into music. It's The Lounge, Saturdays, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, there it is, hit me. All you folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is. Let me hear you say,
boom, there it is.
Come on, y'all.
Boom. Find a honey dip to dip it in. Slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my. Ooh, that's it, come on, whoop. There it is, I'm done.
ocean of daisies, the underground sound that you have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding you people dancing. That's a breath taker. I produce, aka The Undertaker. You wanna come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel. Can you dig it, fool? Can you dig it?
We can dig it.
Can y'all dig it? I flow to the fly from the school of old. Hardcore, keep the folklore wreck. 3 to the 2 and 1 mic check. Mass kill, blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone I just killed. Party keep wishing, party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is, I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. 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 Whoop, there it is.
Yeah, tag team music coming straight at ya. That's me, DC, the Brand Supreme, and my man Steve Rowland. Bring it back, y'all, bring it back.
I got this week. So to my first class, I run and don't walk. All I hear is my sneakers and the scratching of chalk. And when I get to the room, I hear the teacher say, Mr. Young, I'm happy that you could join us today. I try to sit down so I can take some notes, but I can't read what the kid next to me wrote. And if that wasn't enough to make my morning complete, as I try to get up, I find his gum on my seat. And with the seat stuck to me, I raise my hand and say, excuse me, but can I go to the bathroom, ma'am? The teacher got upset and she screamed out, no, it's off to the principal's office you go. I heard it crunch. I'm running up the stairs with a front tooth broken. The nurse just laughed and said, you must be joking. I looked up at her with a smile on my face. No joke, cause my front tooth is out of place. So I walk to school with ice on my lip. A nurse is late past like a gun on my hip. My books are real heavy. I walk and I'm dragging it. No school lunch next week. I'm brown bagging it. Forget class, I'ma shoot some more. With the late pass, I got no trouble at all. But then the nurse walks up and says, what do you know? It's off to the principal's office you go. Spend some time.